Chapter 7 Non-Spoiler Heartless by Marissa Mayer. Join us in this chapter in exploring not what made the Queen of Hearts so heartless, but how she lost her heart. We'll discuss the idea of fate and inevitability in stories and how it plays a role in this one. This story also has a cultural element that girls in our Arab world used to experience or still are experiencing, just like our protagonist, Catherine Pinkerton. My name is Haneen. Turn the page. Welcome to another chapter.
I'm Nesma.
And I'm Haneen. But first, greetings, fellow bookworms, or I can say book dragons, because I mean, bookworms read less than dragons.
Hey!
Dragons inhale books. Bookworms go through line by line, letter by letter. We inhale books and then spit them out here.
Really?
Yeah.
Right off the bat, like, we know the famous quote is off of his head. And that's basically what Marissa Mayer held on to from this quote. What shaped her into this person?
Into this person, yes. Yeah. The history behind that. The history behind this only thought of off with his head. Anyone who pisses her off with his head.
No one stopped to wonder,
why is she like that?
Exactly.
What made her into that? And
yeah.
Wow, what made her into that? A lot of things. The environment she grew up in, according to Marissa Mayer, was so against everything she values or dreams about. And because she's a dreamer who had her heart broken, she became that person.
Perfectly said. I couldn't have said it any better. We still want to keep it non-spoiler for you guys, but we will enter into a spoiler section. Mm-hmm. But for now, we just want to give you an idea of what you will be expecting if you want to read the book, because we truly enjoyed this novel. We highly, highly recommend you to read it.
Yeah.
Because it's just an amazing journey. It'll take you through ups and downs, and you will truly hold on to Catherine Pinkerton, who supposedly will be the Red Queen.
Anyway, yes, what you said was, like, on the perfect note. It's not, like, I mean, you said Marissa Mayer created this little harmless girl who turned into an evil figure.
Yeah.
But, yes, the girl is harmless, but the environment around her isn't. I mean, the society in the Kingdom of Hearts was so against everything Catherine hoped for and believed in and valued. Her parents were the embodiment of parents who want this perfect thing for their kids. Like, they see that the most thing they can give their kids in this world, but they don't think about what the kids see as the most perfect thing they can live and do, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yes, and it's very important for parents to listen to that and ask about that.
I think in one way or another, it's important for there to be a mutual respect between the parents and the children, because at some point, the children will grow up and have an idea of their own, what they want to do with their lives. And if it doesn't match up with what the parents wanted, then it shouldn't be such a huge obstacle facing in the children's lives, because, you know, it's what we see in Heartless is the worst outcome that could ever happen.
Yes.
It's still fiction, but it's
we see it on so many levels here, especially in the Arab world. Like, yes, we hear about demanding mothers and expectant fathers, and yes, in all of the world, but especially here in the Arab world, especially in the case of marriage, where, like, they arrange marriage based on materialistic standards and not like they see the non-logic in marrying for love and how it doesn't stay, and they only think of how their children's life will be sustainable, not live
a happy and
yes
full
not their
life.
Happiness exactly
not their
yes.
happiness more not of th- a it's not a business transaction, it's more of life, you
yes,
know, living
yeah.
life.
That's what the children see, but the parents who have gone through it and should know better still do the same mistake their parents did. And you can be facing pressure from your parents to be more, to be the best, but without them thinking if the best they want for you is actually the best you want for yourself, and there should be a balance there.
Between them,
you
yeah.
could be this parent who is so hard on their children and never thought of asking them what makes them happy, what would make them happy, what they want to spend their life doing.
Yeah. These kinds of parents never stop to wonder what would actually make my child happy, because they think they know what their children want, but it's just what they want for their children. It's
yes,
not the
it's
child.
From their perception, not their children.
Yeah.
They are right in a way, like what they want is right, but for them, not for their children, you see?
Like how such pressure, such influence can shape someone's personality, even their character, their dreams. At one point it'll break them, you know? And this is what Heartless is about, basically. It's
about a girl who's so different from the society and the environment around her, who wants more than what she's living in and
doesn't get it.
Yes.
Basically, it's not a spoiler because the ending is clear, but it's
yeah,
just
everyone knows.
Everyone, like, this is what
she's going to be, that kind of queen. So
that's what I loved about Heartless. It's so different than the books that we've usually read, because it's anticipation of the ending is already there. You know what's coming.
Yes.
You know what's ahead of you.
And we're still foolish enough.
We're
to
still
wish that the ending could be different.
Yeah.
It's so Shakespearean, I think, you
but
know?
But that's so mind-blowing. Like, Marissa Mayer has such power over us to still hope for something that we know is never going to happen. But, like, imagine, like, see that from a writer's perspective. See how much power she has over us as readers to still have that element of hope till the very end.
You still hope that, anyway, because of that hope, on the second time reading this book, I did this thing of the what if, you know, what if this hadn't happened? Where would the story go? And I think you should look forward to it in the last part of the episode would be rewriting the story.
And I'm not going to spoil this one for you, but when you get the book, just look at the last line, the very last line of the novel. It's not going to spoil anything for you. It's just going to give you a heads up of what's actually going to happen. You're not going to know the story. It's not going to spoil anything for you. You already know it. You already know the quote that's written down.
But just the last line.
The
very last quote,
last line.
Okay? Don't go up three lines or something. Don't.
No. The very last line. The very last one. Thanks for tuning in for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. Intrigued yet? If you're in the mood for a forbidden love story and want to meet Wonderland's familiar characters such as Hatter, Cheshire the Smiling Cat, and of course, don't forget the Jabberwock, then go ahead and read it. Once you've read it, head over to our spoiler chapter where we jump down the rabbit hole for trying to avoid the inevitable. My name is Nesma. Off with his head. Oh no, I'm sorry. I meant turn the page.